The entries are, again, we're going to have another record year. And this year is actually down to a much larger half marathon entry this year. So it looks like the half marathon for once is going to maybe equal the marathon entry, which was usually a lot less. But I think we'll be 50-50 this year.
And do these guys have the opportunity to do a half marathon each day over the 4 days?
You can enter for all 4 days, or you can enter for any one of the 4 days, on the marathon or the half marathon,
And what makes this so unique, Harold?
What makes it unique is, what's quite unique about the Quaddles and over most other events is, it's a four-day event. We have a lot of visitors, like a third of our entries are overseas. So because of that, we're staging a lot more hospitality and putting on stuff and keeping them there. Each day they get fed after the marathon, and that keeps them hanging around for a few hours. So it's really a big social occasion in the running calendar for the year, and that's what a lot of runners have tells us. Now, the other major aspect of this is that there's a lot of four marathon events for Europe, but there's really none of them that stages it on a different course every day. Like, over the 4 days, they've actually run a 105-mile loop of what used to be called the Inishowen 100, which is unique, and this is why a lot of people are signing up for it, because they're not getting bored running around loops. This is not a loop marathon. Only one loop is the 105-mile.
And what are the actual, I suppose, stages and the days? Where do they start and where does the marathons end on each leg,
right,
I suppose?
On the first day, the marathons, the registration's on the Wednesday evening, and it starts in Mobile as well on the Thursday morning. And that will take them through Shrew, Kennigo Bay, Kildaff, and finish in Mallon Town. And on the Friday then, they leave Mallon Town and they go out around Glengad and to Mallon Head and back over Knockamany Bends and back via Lag. And they finish. So they start and finish in Mallon Town on the Friday. On the Saturday then, they leave Mallon Town and they go out through Ballyliffin, Clonmany, and on to, before they reach Mamore Gap, the half marathon starts there, and everybody's over the gap. And to Dunree, and then finishing in Punkranna Youth Club on the Saturday. And this Sunday, the Sunday course has changed this year. It's changed for the last 2 years, and we keep changing it. So this year, the Sunday course leaves Punkranna, and it comes down to Burnfoot. And we're going from Burnfoot through Birdstown on to Muff. And this year, the half marathon starts on the Sunday, which is the Muff Marathon. It's called the Muff Marathon. And the half starts at Muff Village, and it'll finish that on Sunday. The finish line is in Mobile on the Sunday this year, as opposed to Redcastle other years.
Listen, it's a seriously tough course. So it is. I know it's scenic and there's a lot of nice views around Inishowen, but for a competitor, it's seriously tough. So it is. There's nothing easy about it.
Well, there's nothing easy. Like, a lot of people, we get a lot of extra entries on the Sunday, which highlights the fact that Sunday's a much flatter course. There's no real, there's no hill climbs on Sunday, and especially the marathon, the half marathon is a perfectly flat course. But on other days, you're tested. Like, Mamore Gap is a tough test, of stamina and endurance, and especially being into the third day of the event for the people who are doing all four.
Yeah.
But yet and all, it's still the highlight of the event. No, so that's what people talk about afterwards. They know they're not coming for easy flat courses. They know they're coming for a proper challenge, and they get that. No.
Yeah, and at the head of the field, who do you expect to be there come the Sunday, and who's gonna win this? Because it's seriously tough.
For a few years there, we were getting the same guys entering, and we could predict it. This year, I honestly couldn't, because there's a lot of guys entering with very good times. There's a lot of 3-hour marathon guys entering on sub 3-hour entered this year. And I can see that there's going to be a bit of a challenge on, which is excellent. Last year, we had quite a good challenge on for the marathon. There was four people competing right up until after the half marathon on the Sunday for the 4 day. This year, I just actually couldn't call it, because there's a lot of new entries and they're seem to be fast in the half and in the full. Yeah.
Okay, then just finally, Harold, entries will be closing now over the next number of weeks.
We have to close. Yeah, the entries have to close. They'll be closing after next weekend. because there's quite a bit of preparation in this as well. Another thing, actually, I forgot to mention, is that this year, this will be the first marathon, or first four marathons in Ireland, we're going to track instead of doing standard timing. Each person's going to have a tracker, and they're going to be tracked so their friends and colleagues can trace them or track them along the course, from their phones.
Yeah.
So it's much a health and safety issue, but it's also it's good for the runner that their friends can trace them from live each day.
Okay then, Harold, thanks for taking the call. I'm sure we'll speak to you again near the time, but all the best with your continued prep on the quadrathon.
Thank you very much, Oisin. Thank you.